T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So how's that impeachment? That's not really an impeachment. Working out. Not so good. Where to begin? Since Pelosi announced the impeachment inquiry, Lee, Trump's reelection campaign and the Republican National Committee have raised $15 million in 72 hours.
Yeah.
Which is roughly the same amount Joe Biden raised in the entire third quarter.
Interesting.
There's a problem with this, too. The campaign noted that since the impeachment inquiry was announced, donations from 50,000 first-time donors came in. Listen, folks, pick up your checkbook, write a check. Be counted, right? Do not write it to the RNC. Write it to the Trump campaign. And if it's for 10 bucks, stand up and be counted. If you can only afford five, do five. This is how you right now can register your dissent. This is not good. They're watching this. They understand that. How's it going with independents? They must be really outraged at the president. Actually, no. Trump has just pulled ahead of Warren, who in this poll is presumed to be the front runner. He's leading her by 6 points among independents. Wow, that's not good. What about like in those swing districts and all? Let the Democrats need to, keep control of the House. Politico, not a conservative site, reporting that the impeachment is a flop in key suburban swing districts. It's not polling well. How poorly is it polling, you ask? We don't know exactly, but Trump has, listen to this. I'm still processing this. Trump has announced plans, and we'll see if it happens, but he's announced plans to campaign with the Democrat in the swing district he won.
What?
Now, listen to this. He's going to go campaign, he's not campaigning for the Democrat. He's going to go out with the Democrats in the swing districts and campaign against impeachment. Because it's so unpopular in these swing districts. He'll come for the Democrats later.
Yeah.
Well, that's how badly this is polling, and Politico agrees with that. So we're looking at a mess here. And this is exactly why Nancy Pelosi did not want to do this. But unfortunately, if the public were to ever find out what the Democrats actually did in the coup, that would be far worse than them. So she's going to have to go, with this. It's a mess for her, but the cover-up is more important. Republicans continue to hold an edge over vulnerable Democrats in swing districts. Internal polling from the National Republican Congressional Committee suggests. I believe that. So I'm not surprised by that.
So what this is boiling down to is that since the whole impeachment debacle here is not helping them with the American voter.
No.
The only reason they agreed to do this basically is to keep some of the radical left wing, the more radical left wing House members and Senate members within the Democrat Party and within the caucus there. Is that it? So in other words, this is done for the squad?
No, I don't think so. Because, okay, remember, because this makes sense. Remember, the squad wanted it. Pelosi resisted. I mean,
right.
2 weeks before she announced the fake impeachment would begin, because it's only fake. And this is smart on her way, too, because if you start an actual impeachment, that's an unwieldy thing. It's hard to take down once you start it. If you start a fake impeachment, it can just fade.
Yeah.
Which is what she's doing. This is not a real impeachment. She's just calling it that.
Well,
there's
no
vote.
I got all that. That's that goes without saying.
Right.
But I'm just simply saying this makes it look like that this was just simply done to appease the squad.
No, I think what happened was they got word that Bill Barr was in Italy interviewing Mifsud and the other fake Russian spies that were sent by the FBI to set Trump up. I think that what is happening here is, John Ratliff, nobody is reacting to this, which I can't believe. You know, he announced on Fox that the inspector general's report on FISA abuse was to come out Friday.
Right.
Okay, nobody else has picked that up. I don't know if it's true or not. Nobody's debunked it. So I think what Nancy Pelosi is doing, she's panicking. She doesn't know what Bill Barr has. And they have to get ahead of it by planning the narrative that Trump colluded with foreign people so that when it comes out that it was actually them, it'll sound silly coming from Bill Barr. And so I think that's what she's doing, even though it hurts them tremendously in these districts. I think Americans knowing the truth about what they actually did in that election is far worse. DNC paid for it. So along with Hillary, I think that's what they're doing. It's just that's far worse, and they have got to distract. By the way, do you know how crazy they've gotten? This is amazing. This is Jill. Remember you and I were talking the other day about, like, well, wait a minute. Doesn't Pelosi have an interest here? Because if Pence and Trump were somehow eliminated, right, then she'd be president, right?
Like, you're going to get both.
Right. Well, hold on. And we both laughed, right? They think that's real. Listen to this. This is MSNBC being reported as news. This is Jill Wine Banks, former Watergate prosecutor.
You could impeach Pence first. The problem is that Donald Trump then has to name his replacement. But I think that maybe a deal could be struck where he was told, if you don't make a replacement, then Nancy Pelosi does become president. And so you are going to be impeached and convicted. You need to make this replacement so that the proper party remains in power.
Oh, yeah, they're already making plans for Pelosi to be president.
That's when it's on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think there would be blood running in the streets at that point. Especially since, again, as we pointed out, this is the unbelievable thing to me. This fake impeachment inquiry, it's still an inquiry. The impeachment part is fake. Is being done entirely behind closed doors. This is so unbelievable. It's so Stalinesque. I mean, they're going to have another hearing today with another ambassador. This time, our ambassador to the EU. And guess what? It's behind closed doors.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to know what's said. You just are supposed to take Pelosi and Schiff's word for what's said, and then they'll selectively leak the transcript, right? Okay. Well, what about the whistleblowers? We'll hear from them, right? No. They are not going to let Congress meet them in person. They're going to hide their voices. They're going to do only audio recording interviews, probably from a remote location. And Republicans will be restricted in what questions they can ask them. So it's going to be a secret impeachment inquiry. What are they going to impeach him in secret too? Is that how we're going to do this? So, I mean, somehow we're going to have a secret hearings. We just had one last week with Volcker. That was secret. Now we're going to have another secret grilling of the ambassador. It's classified. Sorry, can't tell you what was said. We can only assure you it was bad and Trump ought to be removed. Then we're going to have secret hearings with the secret whistleblowers, the results of which will be classified. Of course, Republicans not allowed to ask questions. So, this is a kangaroo court in secret. We've never had a secret impeachment before, Lee.
No.
I mean, we used to do it under the lights. You know, like in public, where you could just come hear it if you wanted to in the old days, and now you watch it on TV. So good luck with that.
Yeah.
Good luck convincing the American people that your secret inquiry yielded some bad secrets that are so secret they're classified. But we can assure you they're bad and they reflect badly on Trump. So we got to impeach him. So sorry. Well, wait. What did he do? We can't tell you. It's secret.
Just trust us.
Trust Mr. Schiff, who, by the way, just got 4 Pinocchios in a fact check from the Washington Post. Never thought I'd see that. But you can all totally trust him. Other than that. Texter writes, if they replace both Trump and Pence, that will either start a civil conflict or a civil war. Are they crazy? Well, we can all agree they're crazy. That we know. Texter writes, Orange Man will be elected in 2020. Another texter writes, Pelosi becomes prez because of double fake impeachment and it's 2A time. I mean, the idea that the country is going to go along with an impeachment, the evidence for which they can't see because it's classified, is hysterical. Go ahead, try it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Updated numbers, Fessel. When you get frustrated about this fake impeachment. By the way, I love what texters are saying about this. Hey, Tara, it's double secret probation. Yeah, I know. Double secret probation. Yes, this is secret impeachment inquiry, where you, without a classified clearance, aren't entitled to know what the president did wrong. But let us assure you the president did do something wrong. What is it? We can't tell you. But he'll have to be removed and Nancy Pelosi installed as president. I kid you not. That they're already making plans for that on MSNBC. No joke.
You could impeach Pence first. The problem is that Donald Trump then has to name.
Wait, impeach him for what? They'll come up with something, right? CIA will cook it up and then they'll just fly it in under whistleblower cover and we won't be allowed to know what it is. And they'll just assure us it's really bad. He'll be gone too, right?
His replacement. But I think that maybe a deal could be struck where he was told if you don't make a replacement, then Nancy Pelosi does become president. And so you are going to be impeached and convicted. You need to make this replacement so that the proper party remains in power.
Wait. Hold on. So wait, it's wrong for Trump to do something that would give him the political upper hand, right? Like in terms of investigation. But it's not wrong for Nancy Pelosi to investigate Trump, even though she stands to gain the presidency, according to MSNBC. She's third in line. Do I have that straight? That's the argument. They're impeaching him because he wanted to use an investigation to re-win the presidency. But if they want to use an investigation, a fake one behind closed doors, to win the presidency for the Democrat Party or the woman leading it, Nancy Pelosi, that's okay. That's not an impeachable offense. Do I have that straight? God, the vast irony of this thing. Think about that. Pelosi, with this investigation, which is as fake and bogus as could be, is doing exactly what they're impeaching Trump for. I don't think anybody's noticed. It's really bizarre. But anyway, they're paying a big price for it. I just got this from one of our listeners. That 50,000 new, brand new, first-time donor figure is way outdated now. You want to know how many donors, new donors, who've never donated to Trump before, have shown up since the impeachment announcement? A mere 313,000. Ow. That really hurt. And see, there's this other problem. Because now Joe's going down in flames, right? And Joe had the one thing, good thing going for him is to win those white working class boys, places like Pennsylvania. Like that. Elizabeth Warren's going to have a little bit of a harder time doing it. I'm not saying she can't. But she is. But there's a difference between Joe and Elizabeth. And that's that Elizabeth scares the crud out of Wall Street. I've been meaning to play this for like 2 weeks. This is just one of the many comments. Kramer's been on this for weeks. He's a Democrat. This is billionaire investor Leon Cooperman of Omega Advisors on CNBC. He is a heavy Democrat donor.
I think the shift to the left in the country is a real concern.
Now, you mentioned
they'll open the market if Elizabeth Warren wins.
Yeah, I know you
open
were,
a hell of a lot lower.
How much lower do you think? Pardon, I'll get you in just 1 second. What do you think? Elizabeth Warren gets the nomination. What if she gets the nomination? What does that mean for the stock market?
The significance of an event is a function of where the market is when the event occurs. Right now, the market is assuming Donald Trump is reelected. If it looks like Elizabeth Warren is a credible, or Bernie Sanders is a credible opponent to Trump, the market will not be higher. It'll be lower.
By how much?
Well, all I can tell you is I think she'd be a bear market, and bear markets generally go on for a year, and they go down 25%.
So it would be that severe, if not.
Yeah, I would say that basically her policies are counterproductive. They're negative for capitalism, and the capitalism is what brought America to the position we're in today.
Spoken by a Democrat donor. Okay, so Democrat donors on Wall Street, big business, are preparing to sit out the presidential campaign fundraising cycle, or so they're saying. We'll see what they actually do. Yeah, this is another one on CNBC. This is in their news section. Quote, you're in a box because you're a Democrat and you're thinking, I want to help the party, but she's going to hurt me. So I'm going to help President Trump, said a senior private equity executive who spoke to CNBC on condition of anonymity and fear of retribution by party leaders. Yeah, good God, don't get them on your bedside. The IRS will be on your front porch. So, I mean, it's dicey. We don't know what they're going to do. Do you know what Trump's doing here, by the way? This is marvelous. Everybody's missing it. Why is this country in such a mess? Why is this such a disaster of a country right now? Because we don't have an opposition party to the Democrats. That's why everything's out of flux. And the reason we don't have an opposition party to the Democrats is because big business government Democrat donors realize they could buy Republicans, like the Kochs. Don't kid yourself. They're liberals. They realize, you know, we instead of just funding these Democrats and hoping they win, let's buy the Republican Party. And they did. The Bushes mainlined it to them. They let them do it. They let Karl Rove go out there and pick a bunch of Democrats to run as Republicans. And they became beholden to the donors. That's why they're terrified to criticize Democrats, because you don't want to criticize a guy who your donors are also writing checks to. Trump is freeing Republicans. When you have 313,000 new, never-before donors since impeachment began, what does that do? Set you free. You're a Republican. He can pull that in. We don't need big business dollars anymore to win. That is the best legacy he could leave the party. To sweep in a bunch of candidates he selects who are not beholden to Democrat donors and big business. That's what's wrecking the country. If we could have a legit opposition party again, we could get our country back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, it may be just me, but doesn't Shifty Shift look like a lot like Dean Wormer from Animal House? So says Jim and Easley. Yeah, thank you for your observation, Jim. I'll let the listeners decide. Texter writes, oh, by the way, breaking news. The closed-door impeachment, we've never had one of those before in America, where we had to hide the impeachment from the American people because they might actually figure out what's going on in the impeachment, and they're not entitled to know that. Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous. So we interviewed Kurt Volker. Let me just rewind for you. We interviewed Kurt Volker behind closed doors, okay? And the Adam Schiff's committee did that. And Adam Schiff releases just a tiny part of that interview, leaving out all the parts where Volker said, no, I was the chief ambassador there for Ukraine. There was no quid pro quo. I would have known. I would have been cutting the deal. And the part where he said, oh, by the way, Ukraine didn't even know the money had been suspended until a month after Trump had that July 25th phone call. Because I told them, and they didn't know. See, they didn't leak that. The Republicans had to. And so that's why they can't have you see these interviews, because it would become very clear. I mean, Volker annihilated the Democrats' case. But what did you see in the media on Friday after the Thursday interview? Oh, this is terrible. It's terrible for Trump. It was a disaster for Trump. Really? And Schiff had released just one tiny little part, a small snippet of texts. Well, Volker had released pages and pages and pages of text to the committee to show, look, this is me talking to Ukrainian officials. This is me talking. You can see we're not talking about Joe Biden. You can see we're not. None of this is coming up. There's no quid pro quo here. There's nothing. This is the whole time period. Schiff just released one text where one ambassador says to another, oh, by the way, this looks bad, and leaves out all of the rest of it. So this is how they want to do the impeachment, behind closed doors, so you can't see it. Well, they were going to have another one of these closed door, secret, highly classified hearings, so then they could say it was a disaster for Trump and release just the parts that they want. And what has just happened, we're going to interview Gordon Sondland. He's the EU ambassador. He works for the State Department, so that's his boss. And the State Department, which is under Pompeo, just said, no, he's not doing it. Now, the Democrats will come out and scream obstruction of justice. There's one problem. Obstruction of justice in what? Well, the impeachment inquiry. There is no impeachment inquiry. That would require a vote of Congress. That would also require a public hearing, which they're terrified to do. So obstruction of what? But they'll do that. That's coming. This is just broken about 10 minutes ago that they are saying, no, we're not playing this game. And now, remember when the Democrats scream obstruction of justice and the Never Trumpers say the same thing, oh, he's hiding something. No, he's not. Trump has said over and over and over again, if you have a public vote for an impeachment and you follow the rules of impeachment in the United States of America, the precedent, which is where we have it, it's an open thing. Everybody can watch it. Then I'll participate. I'll give you whatever you want. He's already turned over 1 million documents over to Mueller. I mean, this is one of the most transparent administrations we've ever had. He said, yeah, we'll participate. But we need an impeachment first. So the Democrats are going to be out there. They're going to say he's a criminal. He lied. They'll probably even say he broke the law by obstructing justice. He's not obstructing anything. There's no impeachment. There's also no impeachment inquiry. This is driving me nuts. My Democrat trolls are texting me. No. This is an impeachment inquiry, not an impeachment. No, you got to vote for an impeachment inquiry, too. This is Adam Schiff's clown car committee having meetings behind closed doors and calling it an impeachment. I mean, me and Lee could go in the hall and have a meeting and call an impeachment if we would like. That's what they're doing. But it keeps all their lunatic fringe Democrat supporters at bay because they think we're actually having an impeachment. And I mean, I was just listening to some of the news coverage. It was hysterical. They were describing what Adam Schiff's committee is sending out as subpoenas. He doesn't have subpoena power for this. Not for impeachment, because there is no impeachment, because there hasn't been an impeachment vote. And if there was an impeachment vote, the only committee with subpoena power is the Judiciary Committee. Adam Schiff chairs the Intelligence Committee. So even if there is an impeachment vote, Adam Schiff couldn't send subpoenas out. You'd have to get Jerry Nadler's committee to do it. It's all a lie. They're hosing their own followers. So what Trump is doing right now, and remember this when you hear the lies, the Democrats screaming obstruction. See, this is, and they're going to say this is grounds for impeachment now. He's obstructing, which is what they did with the whole Mueller thing. Well, there was no collusion, no crime, no Russia interference. We can't prove that. But hey, he obstructed an investigation into the non-crime, and they're going to do that again here. Again, you can't obstruct an impeachment if there's no impeachment. You can't obstruct an impeachment inquiry if there's no impeachment inquiry. There could be one. Trump said, go ahead, do it. Vote. Let's do it. Bring it. And I'll cooperate. But not till then. But see, they're counting on, the Democrats are counting on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all those places. They're not going to tell you that. And they're already lying. I mean, I heard the reporters lying this morning. Well, they've sent subpoenas out. No, they didn't. They sent request letters out where they asked nicely, hey, could you show up? Would you be willing to? Because they can't compel you. And you can't obstruct Congress if they're sending you a letter. It'd be like somebody invites you to their birthday party. That's what they're doing. They're inviting them to a birthday party. Well, he didn't come. Well, that's obstruction of justice. No, it's not obstruction of justice. No. Now, it would be if it was an impeachment inquiry. Maybe. It would depend. What would happen if they voted to go to a formal impeachment inquiry? The Democrats would say, hey, give us this. We're going to subpoena this. Trump would say, no, that's not within the scope of the inquiry. And Trump would sue the Democrats. They'd go to court. But Nancy Pelosi knows the court will rule against her eventually because she's got no grounds for impeachment here. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, there is a guy who says he heard it from another guy that there was quid pro quo in a telephone conversation. We now have a transcript of there's no quid pro quo. Doesn't exist. They got nothing. And now they got a second whistleblower who is saying, yeah. I know I got firsthand knowledge of what? The transcript we've all read on the internet? That? So who cares? So this is a game, and you're going to hear all the rhetoric, and it is high drama, and it's designed for television. It's all a lie. Can't obstruct an impeachment when there is no impeachment, and there are no subpoenas. Just strongly written letters inviting you to their stupid birthday party. But we're going to have to go through this, and they'll pretend, and all your liberal friends will be outraged. See, he's obstructing justice and hiding his note. No impeachment. Tell him he can't obstruct justice till there's impeachment, and tell him to tell their Democrat friends to vote for one. We dare you. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, texter writes, this whole impeachment thing reminds me of Putin's quote on Russian involvement in the elections, it's hard to find a black cat in the dark room, especially when there is no cat. Texter writes, I heard yesterday someone suggest that the Republicans go ahead and call for an impeachment vote. How would the Democrats react then? That'd actually be great. I'm not honestly sure if the Democrats' followers know that the impeachment isn't real. Texter writes, how can someone with no intelligence head the intelligence agency? Great question. I don't know. Texter writes, picture Charlie Brown in your head. Now picture Adam Schiff. It's uncanny. Texter writes, Adam Shifty is Woody from Toy Story. Another texter writes, since the SCGOP won't follow their own rules and hold a primary, I'm voting in the Democrat primary so I can pick the first loser. Democrats vote in our primary all the time. That's how Lindsey Graham wins. I'll be voting for Tulsi Gabbard. Good God, don't do that. I just wish one of the few in that crowd that I think definitely could beat Trump. Texter writes, since the SCGOP wouldn't follow their own rules and... Yeah, okay, that was the same one. Texter writes... okay, y'all are getting fired up and now it's advancing. Texter writes... Okay, yeah, Lou Dobbs reported late last night Trump sent a letter to force the Democrats to have a floor vote or no cooperation. Yeah, he did. And so Trump's not cooperating. That's not Trump's fault. He told him, listen, I will cooperate. I will do it, but you got to vote for an impeachment inquiry. You got to do that. Texter writes, you're not worried about the optics of Republicans impeaching their own president? No, not if they explain them. Not if they explain them. Which with the Republicans is, I guess, a long shot. It'd be interesting to see, though. Truly interesting to see. Okay. Meanwhile, we're going to get into some of this coming up about these CIA agents who were hanging out at the White House. I guess the FBI has now moved the coup, the insurance policy, over to the CIA. Is that what we're doing now? Yeah, this is why they have to have the impeachment behind closed doors, because there's some very difficult questions people couldn't answer. Oh, here's a limerick. Okay. Limerick alert, limerick alert. Alan writes, those old protest songs, they've all sung them. Those anti-war banners, they've all hung them. As the clown car comes near, it's abundantly clear there isn't a president among them. I see. Yeah, everybody's going nuts on, have you seen this South Park mock apology to China in response to the regime censorship? Yeah, apparently the South Park crew has stepped up to show the NBA how it's done. You gotta love the NBA, folks. I mean, these people considered it a human rights atrocity in 2017 when North Carolina women refused to use the same changing room as naked men. I remember they pulled the All-Star game. That was a true human rights atrocity. When China wants to subjugate the people of Hong Kong and members of the Hong Kong protest, the leaders routinely disappear because they're killing them. That is not, just for the record, a human rights atrocity. That does not rise to the level of women refusing to use a gym changing room with naked men. Now, that is an atrocity. You know what this shows you? I'm telling you, to leftists, and now they run the NBA, to leftists, offending someone, what did I tell you, is always worse than killing them. And this is a perfect example of that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.